Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. Amy Coney Barrett will take her second judicial oath of office today. She will then be seated as the newest member of the U.S. Supreme Court. Barrett was confirmed to the position yesterday by the Senate in a mostly party-line vote. President Trump campaigns today in the swing states of Michigan and Wisconsin before he holds a rally tonight in Nebraska. Fred Knapp of NET News reports Trump's stop in Omaha highlights some close, high-stakes contests.
Nebraska is one of only two states, with Maine, that awards some electoral college votes by congressional district. The state as a whole hasn't gone Democratic since 1964, but Barack Obama got an electoral vote from the Omaha area 2nd congressional district in 2008, and polls give Democrat Joe Biden an edge here as well. There's also a close congressional race between Republican Representative Don Bacon and Democratic challenger Kara Eastman. And right across the Missouri River in Iowa, Republican Senator Joni Ernst is in a tight race with Democratic challenger Teresa Greenfield, while polls suggest Iowa's a toss-up between Trump and Biden. For NPR News, I'm Fred Knapp in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden will campaign in Georgia today. NPR's Scott Detrow reports Democrats believe they can win on the presidential level there for the first time in a generation.
Biden and his campaign have kept most of their focus on the six main swing states, including Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. And unlike President Trump, Biden has been much more strategic about his campaign travel. So the fact that Biden is spending a full day in Georgia a week before the election says a lot about the Biden campaign's confidence they could win the state. Early voting numbers have surged in Georgia, along with many other states, and there are signs that many first-time voters are casting ballots. Georgia is also the site of not one, but two close Senate races and could end up being the key state in determining which party controls the chamber next year. That would have major consequences, as last night's confirmation of now Justice Amy Coney Barrett underscored. Scott Detrow, NPR News.
Violent protests broke out late Monday in Philadelphia after police shot a black man holding a knife. He later died at a hospital. Sergeant Eric Gripp told WPIV-TV the officers told the man, identified as Walter Wallace Jr., to drop the knife.
After a short time, the male continued to follow after the officers while brandishing the weapon. Officers ordered him to drop it several more times. Fortunately, he did not, and the officers discharged their weapons several times, striking the male.
But eyewitness video shows Wallace's mother either trying to restrain or shield her son before the shooting happened. His family says he had mental illness. The protest that broke out afterward left at least 30 Philadelphia officers injured. It's not known how many protesters were hurt. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 113 points. You're listening to NPR News. A federal judge has denied a Justice Department request to let the United States formally replace President Trump personally as the defendant in a defamation lawsuit. The suit, filed by writer E. Jean Carroll, alleges that Trump raped her in the 1990s. Trump denies the allegation. The judge ruled that Trump's denials of the allegation are not part of his job as president. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has arrived in Sri Lanka on the second leg of a trip to Asia. Earlier, he and Defense Secretary Mark Esper visited New Delhi. Sushmita Pathak reports from Mumbai. They are discussing measures to counter China.
Pompeo and Esper met their Indian counterparts in New Delhi Tuesday to discuss defense and a strategic partnership, especially in light of China's growing power. The Chinese army killed 20 Indian troops this summer during a fight on the two countries' border in the Himalayas. At a press conference today, Esper spoke about standing with India.
We stand shoulder to shoulder in support of a free and open Indo-Pacific for all, particularly in light of increasing aggression and destabilizing activities by China.
Esper and Pompeo also signed an agreement with India to share sensitive satellite data, which can be used to steer missiles and drones. For NPR News, I'm Sushmita Pathak in Mumbai.
Washington state officials say scientists were able to remove nearly 100 so-called murder hornets from a nest near the Canadian border this weekend. They vacuumed the Asian giant hornets into a special container. These hornets destroy honeybees and other crucial insects. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.